WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. We're diving into something really real today, something that touches all of us at some point in our lives, grief and loss. Now, before you click away thinking this is gonna be a downer, trust me, we're not here to wallow. We're here to talk about how to navigate this tough terrain with a bit more strength, clarity, and even grace. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Relationships end, loved ones pass away, dreams get shattered, these things happen. But how we respond to them, that's where Stoicism comes in, offering us tools to cope, heal, and ultimately emerge stronger on the other side. Think of this as your survival guide for the emotional rollercoaster of grief. First up, acceptance is key. It sounds simple, but truly accepting that loss happened, that the situation can be changed, is a huge first step. Ever heard the saying, denial is not just a river in Egypt? Well, it's true. Holding onto this false hope that things will magically go back to normal only prolongs the pain. It's like trying to fix a flat tire with a band-aid, it won't work. Accept what's happened and start moving forward from there. Next, remember that grief isn't linear. There's no set timeline for healing, no rulebook on how you should feel. You might have good days, bad days, moments of clarity, and times when the pain feels overwhelming. It's all part of the process. Don't beat yourself up for having ups and downs. Just be kind to yourself and allow yourself to experience whatever emotions come up. And speaking of kindness, don't isolate yourself. Lean on your support network, friends, family, a therapist, or even an online community. Sharing your feelings with others who understand can be incredibly cathartic. You know that feeling when you just need someone to vent to? That's exactly what we're talking about. It doesn't mean you have to put on a brave face all the time, it means allowing yourself vulnerability and genuine connection. Don't forget the power of mindfulness. Grief can feel like a storm raging inside, but focusing on your breath, practicing meditation, or engaging in grounding exercises can help bring a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Think of it as finding an anchor in the middle of the storm, something to hold onto and remind you that you're okay. Finally, remember that grief doesn't have to define you. While honoring the memory of what was lost is important, it shouldn't overshadow your ability to find joy and meaning in life again. You can carry the love and lessons learned with you as you move forward, embracing new experiences and building a future filled with purpose. Picture this. You're at a family gathering, surrounded by people who love you, but all you can think about is a cherished friend who's no longer there. The laughter around you feels distant, the conversations feel hollow, and your heart aches with a deep sense of longing. This feeling, this struggle to find joy amidst grief, is something we all face at some point. But here's where Stoicism comes in. It doesn't promise to erase the pain, but it offers tools to navigate those moments with more grace, understanding, and ultimately, resilience. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Grief is a universal human experience, and there are resources available to help you cope and heal. Lean on your support network, seek professional guidance if needed, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. This isn't about forgetting the past, it's about honoring it while finding the strength to move forward with purpose and meaning. So what can you do today to start applying these principles? Try reaching out to someone you trust. Share your feelings, ask for support, or simply enjoy a moment of connection. Take a few deep breaths, practice some mindfulness, and remind yourself that even in the midst of grief, there is still beauty and strength within you. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss our next episode where we'll be diving into another aspect of Stoicism. Building resilience in the face of adversity. Keep it real, keep it stoic, and until next time, take care out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.